And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and best off on 97.3 The Fan. Big thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air, keeping things rolling. Been a very busy morning for Jeff on the phones this morning, too. Today we're having a great time talking with Carl and Katie. Carl from Fisherman's Landing. Just been a really, really busy, awesome morning, and fish are biting. I love doing the show on days like today. Good friends in the studio, great fish biting, weather's right, it's all good.
Right, I mean, you start talking 100-plus pound bluefin, that's 90% of the catch, and calico bass, or whether it's 200 to 300 a boat, you know, releasing the majority, and we're just having a fun time. And if you want to join us, there's an opportunity. One open line right now, they have all been completely full. 833-288-0973, or you can text us via the app. The app is a super easy, free download. It says right there, text the show. And if you missed yesterday's show, really good one, go back and listen to that one. Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing, good times. And last weekend, Rick, the show with Aaron.
Oh, was that fun?
Aaron Barnhill talking bluefin and his albacore fishing.
That was cool, dude.
That was
a good show.
and that can be found in the archives on the app. So you can look at that right there, and it's a really good listen. And send us a text via the app for today's show. And somebody is going to win an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
I love it. We talked about the prize earlier in the show. What a gift that is. Basically, you get to go fishing on any boat that's running an open party overnight trip at a Fisherman's Landing throughout the summer. You know, this doesn't, you know, whenever you go right now, strike while the iron's hot. I would go right this second if I could. But, yeah, this is going to be good all year long. If you want to pay a couple extra bucks extra, go on a day-and-a-half trip, any boat, run an open party day-and-a-half. It's not for a charter. But anything standard open party, you pick the boat's got a space on it, you're going.
You're going.
So rad.
You can use it on the Liberty if you want to.
Yeah,
right?
Like for sure.
Saying.
Yeah.
I dig it, man. Very cool. And a very great prize for one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today. We're going to continue with our catch report. We got the surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, is standing by. Good morning, Gundy.
How's it going, guys?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
I'm not going to bust up your good fishing roll because we got good fishing in the surf.
Yeah,
you know, we had a new moon, strong tides, you know, cleaning water. The water, that's kind of important. We've had kind of some of that red tide, and then warming water, you know, sand crabs showing, starting to see the corvina in the surf. Not hooking a lot of fish, but seeing them. But probably the big thing was the spot fin bite just continues red hot. And, you know, those spot fin bite on that full moon. And the halibut bite continued. We had striped bass and sea bass in the count, you know. So it's good times. Starting up there in Santa Barbara, Hook, Line, Sinker reported very good halibut fishing, legal and short fish. I think 35 inches was their big fish this week. Mostly hard jerk baits, some swim baits, some guys throwing those zoom flukes, drop shotting those zoom flukes. They were telling me they had, as of yesterday, they had 3 lucky craft left on the pegs, you know what I mean? So that tells you something about what's going on there. They also had some sea bass catches at a 35, a 34, and a 32. And those sea bass are caught incidentally by the halibut guys throwing the jerk baits and the swim baits, you know, so That's an extra bonus.
Gundy,
working
Gundy,
to the south base,
I have to interrupt and ask, is that inches or pounds? 32?
That's 35 inches.
Okay. Beautiful fish.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Toes in the sand fish.
Right. Yeah. Crazy.
You know, you see a lot of that in the spring, kind of that mid-grade fish, you know, not the shorties, but, you know, maybe 28 to 35 inches. And, you know, they kind of come and go in the shallows. And, you know, on a particularly good day, you know, you can make a catch in them. You know, the other thing, too, is that striped bass thing. South Bay Just Fishing reported 2 8-pound striped bass, and that was taken along El Segundo. And that was also taken by halibut guys. They had a 36-inch halibut there on a bone-colored flash minnow. So And finally, that croaker bite, you know, Oceanside down through the lagoons into San Diego, it's just been red hot. Pacific Coast posted a 6-pound, 5-ounce fish this week. Last week, I think it was 5.8 and 5.5 before. They said they've checked in over a dozen 5-pound class spotfin croakers. So that's fantastic fishing. I think that 6.5 came off the pier on a mussel, but they're also getting them in the lagoons. I know Dana Point's had some good fishing on those spotfin in and around the harbor there. And they also said very good bay bass fishing. Nice halibut bite in the lagoons, the better fish coming on the live bait there. And, you know, it's all go now. We got Corbina showing, so, you know, sharpen those hooks.
Yeah.
Man, right? That was a good report. That's up and down the beach. Everything was happening. Gundy, awesome info, and I love hearing it. I love hearing the striper, just everything. What a great time to be fishing the surf, man. And again, like Carl was saying, we got another really nice stretch of weather in front of us here.
Yeah, you know, I think that red tide, we were in that red tide funk, and now, you know, that's releasing, and these fish want to bite. Yeah.
Carl and Corey were talking surf fishing before the show started, and Carl had mentioned he was, you know, doing a morning walk on Mission Beach, and you were saying that the water was as clean and clear as you've damn near ever seen it on the beach, seeing through the waves kind of clear.
Sure. Yeah, it was the cleanest water I've ever seen in Mission Beach in my entire life, for sure.
Incredible.
Love
man.
It, man.
Nice.
Dude, legal sea bass from the surf, striped bass, bring it on, Gundy.
That's it, man. Gundy,
That's it.
I don't know anybody that's out there that's listening that doesn't want to go do that. Get yourself a bass rod and a Lucky Craft and, you know, go walk the beach, make a few casts or something cool to be caught. A fantastic report, as always, amigo. We sure appreciate you and look forward to talking to you next week.
Love doing it, guys. Great show.
Thanks,
Thank
Gundy.
You.
Appreciate it very much. I don't know if I'm more excited about that catch report or... We're just having the phone call work without any issue.
Exactly.
Great job,
and
Andy.
It did. It worked out great. Yeah. And got it all going. And it's brought to us by Surfish Tackle. It's checksurfishtackle.com for all your surfish needs.
That's it, man. We're going to jump into a great text here. Say, good morning, guys. What a great show. My name is Doug from Paris. My question for Carl, are tungsten jigs really an advantage when it comes to nighttime fishing tuna? Are they worth the cost, and is fishing the large tuna and when fishing large tuna, what setup would you take if you could only take one?
Tungsten jigs, I think there is a time and a place for it. Like when that fish, you need to get down fast and they're on smaller baits. Like we kind of saw at the end of last year, I think that's why those things were working so well last year. So yes, there is a place and a time for them. 100%. You should have a couple of those in your arsenal if they're on smaller bait. And if it's a little choppy out or a little windy out and you need to get something down there fast, perfect application for that. The last 2 years, I don't think I've caught a single fish not on a two-fish midnight rider the last 2 years that I've been fishing. I just stick with that thing. That works every single time I've done it. So, but yes, tungsten jigs you should have in your arsenal for sure because there is a place and time for them. Is it necessary right now? No. From talking to the Justin or Tyler on the Islander to Gavin to Jake on the Fortune, anything and everything is working right now. So that's the great thing about that.
Here's an interesting thing, though. I had a friend, Bucky, that was just on the recent 3-day Pacific Queen trip. Yep. And his tungsten jig, he said, was the deal.
Yeah.
It was the jam. Like, his limit was because of the tungsten.
There you go.
We hear that a lot. Now, part of it is the Mexican flag factor. You know, okay. in the old days of albacore trolling, you know, four of the five lures back there were a Mexican flag, and it's the hot thing right now. Yeah. But it's also, you know, I liken it to fluorocarbon, too, like, It never is going to hurt your game. Like, correct. did you catch those fish because you were using a slick piece of 25-pound fluoro, or did you catch them because you found the right bait and you pinned it on the right way and you made the right cast? Mm-hmm. I feel like tungsten can be part of that too. There is no question that there are times when it is a huge advantage. There's other times when it works just as good as something else does, but you're putting it down at the right time in the right place.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, because it's so dense and so heavy, is that it gets you up and down really fast, and you stay vertical well with it. And when you start to get scoped out, the bites just don't come. So it's a very good lure to fish. Is it necessity? It is definitely not. Is it a really good thing to have if the budget allows for it? Totally it is, but they're expensive, man. And I sell fishing tackle for a living. Like the smart business person would be like, absolutely, you have to have it. I never say that. You know, you catch them just fine in a torpedo sinker. But if the budget allows for it, it's probably worth making the investment. It's worth having. They work tremendously well. But
you should definitely have it in your arsenal for sure.
But like, you know, Katie says, she fishes this torpedo sinker. You know, it's the Midnight Rider, and it gets bit fantastic. Yeah. So all of them will work.
You know what I've seen the last couple of years that changed everything was the multicolored line. That has been
totally.
I would say if you want to get something, that's what everyone needs to have. Because you weren't in the zone before a lot of the time, and now you really know where you're at.
And everything works hand in hand. Like, we've gotten so good because of multicolored line and marking line of the angler knowing where their jig is. And the crews, or the captain, you know, is just as good at every time they come into a stop, they're calling it out. Hey, man, I'm seeing fish from 200 feet down to 350 feet. Hey, another school is coming through us right now at 225. Like, everybody's really good at letting you know. And then you, as the angler on the deck, can make your adjustments. Hey, I got to come up a little bit. I got to go back down to them.
Well, what Carl tells me all the time is anything low profile that's going to get you down there is what you want. And I was saying this earlier. What I notice is people get so caught up. I'm like, oh, what'd you get it on? And they go run and change. And, oh, what'd you get that? And they go run and change. And so I took his advice, and I'm just sticking with one thing and just, you know, doing what works. And so, you know, and having the right gear, because he asked about the rod and reel. Like, that's really critical, too, is your setup.
Quick thing on the – and it's confidence, like Corey said. If you're confident in what you're fishing, that's half the game right there. My go-to rod and reel, Calstar 770 XX, Talica 2025, either – I have still the older version, but the Talica A, 25A, pretty nice reel.
It's going to work just fine, right?
I think that would be my go-to rod and reel right there. I mean – it doesn't matter if you're catching a 60-pound bluefin or a 100-pound yellowfin or a 200-pound bluefin. That's going to get the job done for sure. No questions about it, hands down. That's my go-to rod and reel for sure.
There it is.
Yeah. I love it. Why don't we do Alex for calling us from San Carlos this morning. Good morning, Alex. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got two questions. One question is, like, I've heard something about being able to get two-day limits, I think, on a day and a half. And I was just trying to see how that works. I've always kind of wanted to try to jump on like in a day and a half and be able to do that. I mean, I got the two kiddos, so I'm trying to maximize my opportunity being out in the water and see if I could get.
Talking to the most right guy about it right now with Carl. The
funny thing is, we got quite a bit of clarification on that this past week here. So if you're on a traditional day and a half that leaves at, say, 5 or 6 o'clock at night, on a Friday, come back Sunday morning, that's considered a one-day limit. Because you're technically probably fishing from midnight to midnight, so that's only one day. These guys that are kind of reversing, your biggest bang for your buck is if the fish are in range, you got to remember if they're in range, on the reverse overnights or reverse day and a half. So let me explain the difference between the traditional day and a half and overnight. A traditional overnight left at 8 o'clock at night, came back at 7 o'clock in the following evening, you know. So that would be considered one day. But these guys that are running reverse overnights that leave at like 10 o'clock in the morning and coming back at 9 o'clock the following morning, you're fishing two different days.
Interesting.
So you can get – because you're fishing, say, on a Friday night and then Saturday morning. So as long as everyone has 2 days worth of permits, you're technically fishing two different days. And you can get 2 days worth of limits because just the way the hours are falling on those days.
That's great, right?
Yeah, great. So it's the biggest bang in your buck, but people are like, okay, you have to remember they have to be in range. So if the fish are 80 miles, 90 miles, that's not going to work. The guys on the day and a half, again, you're fishing two different days, so you can have that. The only reason I'm saying this now with confidence is because Ken Frankie and some of the got clarification on through the Mexican government, hey, those are two separate days. You can have two separate licenses. But the boat has to have a multi-day permit. Right. Everyone on the boat has to have at least a two-day license or whatever. So that's why I'm saying that with pretty good confidence now. A week ago, there was a lot of people saying yay or nay.
It wasn't clear.
It wasn't clear.
Yeah.
But at 11:59, that's a Friday. 12:01, that is a Saturday. Those are two separate days. And you are fishing two separate days there, so you can have two different limits.
That's awesome how we're deal.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of misunderstanding and stuff like that. But as of right now, that's how we're reading it, and that's what we're going to go with.
Okay, yeah. There it is.
I like it, man.
So.
All right. Well, hey, and best of luck, Alex. And that's the beauty with the fishing as good as it is right now. Having multiple days worth of limits is a very potential opportunity.
Yes,
you know?
But it has to, like, the so that only works on the reverse overnights. On the day, traditional day and a half, and when you're into 2 days, then you get 2 days worth of limits and stuff like that. So
I just know when we were doing it, U.S. Waters, Department of Fish and Wildlife, you had to be fishing for a minimum of 12 hours of each of the days. So when it was sea bass or lobsters or things like that, you had to, like, a trip couldn't return before noon on the second day. You had to have 12 hours of each day. Now, again, this was quite a while ago, but I know that was a Department of Fish and Wildlife thing. So if the trip left before noon, you potentially would be okay. But if it left after noon, well, then you obviously aren't going to get 12 hours worth of that day on the boat. So that would negate it. And then
correct.
You know, yes.
So that's why all the reverse day and a half and stuff now leave at 10 or 11 a.m. So you have that 12 hours between each day or whatever. So that's how.
That's a great accommodation. I mean, to be able to do that and have that as an offering.
Correct.
But it's only on that non-traditional.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
And it only works when the fish are in
close
the zone.
Enough to be able to do that.
Right now, it's in the zone, but it's pushing farther and farther away. So.
And I get everything that Alex is saying true, and I get it. Yeah. You want to maximize the opportunity you can at harvest. The one good thing, the fish are so big right now.
Right.
If you get a 116 and a 120, like, let me tell you something, like, you double that up, it starts to be, you're starting to get into needing an extra freezer territory. You know what
correct.
I mean? Like, the harvest quantity is so high right now that, like, man, these are Cadillac problems that we're talking about right now.
I love the cycle we're in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why don't we jump back into those phones,
let's
Corey?
Let's do that, Rick. How about Daniel? Daniel calling from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
My question is for Carl. I was lucky enough to get a hold of my Talica 12A. So I'm looking for a fishing rod, and I fished that Talica. I'm going to fish the Talica 12A straight braid all the way to the top. So what I'm looking for is a good fishing rod for that reel.
What are you going to be fishing with it? Are you fishing yellowtail? Are you going to be tuna?
It'll be like my 40 to 50 pound reel. Tuna and yellowtail, both.
Yep. So I think there's two options depending on what length of rod. There's kind of three options. A 700 heavy in the CalStar version, which would be a nice 40/50 pound rod. You could use it for live bait, yo-yo fishing, whatever. If you're kind of doing like some multi-day trips and maybe some 7 days, the 875 heavy or extra heavy, I think would be appropriate. You can do live bait fishing. You can yo-yo. You can use it as a Wahoo rod and stuff like that if you wanted to. Or then if you wanted, you could go to the 800 MH or H, I think it is, would be perfect for that Talica 12 size reel for fishing 40 to 60 pound test on there.
I'll throw one more at you that's like a lesser known but a really cool rod. It's a CalStar Graphiter. It's exactly what Carl mentioned, the 700H. They make one called a 7400H, and it's just a slightly faster version of the same thing. I love it. That's what I have my TAC 12 on, and I really, really like it. And then this year, they just introduced those rods in a 7.5 foot version. So now they have an introduction for PCS show. So now they make I know Carl, you know, talked about his 875. So now they make that 7400 in a 7.5 foot version. It's like a faster version of what you like already. Yep. It's really cool.
It's so cool having Chris involved.
It, big time. Yeah. Chris and John have just like, they've brought everything back to CalStar that we loved. And it's just now Chris was so fun about it. It was no more like, you don't worry about anything. Like, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of giving you the best machinery. Just send the wizard back to Oz. And John is just making the coolest stuff and new long rod blanks. And those guys are active. They have been at the tackle shop the last couple weeks in a row. Like, this is our new – I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, which I've been known to do, and I'm an idiot for – I've gotten in so many troubles over these. I'm not going to say a thing. All I'm going to say is they have brought in several different styles of rods into the shop. What do you guys think of this? How should this be changed? What do you think of that? What do you think of this material, that material? There's cool stuff coming down the pipe. Yeah. And they do what they always do. They prototype, they test. You know, when I was in the store last week, it was Gavin and Cameron and Taro and all the guys from the tackle store, and everybody was pulling on these new prototype blanks. What do you think? I'd like it to be a little quicker shut off here. I'd like it to be a little softer there. They're taking notes down. They go back. They redo it. Mm-hmm. Then they'll get those done. They'll wrap up rods. They'll put them on all the boats, make sure that they're right, and then stand by. Yeah, here comes the next round of cool stuff, man. It's so great to see Calstar doing it.
They're all made here. I mean, right.
Here.
Southern California.
Yeah,
here.
not a little bit. Not like this comes from there. And no, I mean, they're all made right
crazy.
Here.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew, listen to Chris, that they make all their own... What was it, foregrips?
Yeah, the Hypalon. Everything.
The Hypalon and all that stuff in-house.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
unheard of.
He's very proud of that, and I love it, man. It's cool. Yep.
It is great to see CalStar back where they were.
Yeah, back on top.
And Chris has brought a fresh breath of air in there and really upped the game. It's really nice to see that company is going to be a staple in the Southern California sport fishing industry for a long time to come.
Unlimited future.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's great that he bought the company. And he's taking it to the next level. It's great to see that.
Yep, no doubt. Well, hey, this is normally when we talk to Yusuf, the angler's realtor, but we got a special little bonus today. Yusuf's taking the time off. We got a guest reporter this morning, Corey.
Okay, that guest would be?
We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's going to be filling in as our fishdope.com reporter for Yusuf this morning.
I'm stoked, and it's brought to us by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town. It's on Taylor Street in Old Town. Or you can check them out at fishermansprocessing.com. And don't forget to make your reservations today. And good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark. What
morning,
a cool
Mark.
Bonus for a Sunday.
Yeah, Usef took a little time off there. I think he's actually doing field research out there somewhere.
Well
deserved. They pressed me into service here. So yeah, exactly. And you guys are doing a fantastic job, man. I've just had a blast listening to all you so far this morning. And I'm definitely not going to rain on the parade. We got nothing but good reports, good action all up and down. It's just awesome there. So starting up north, you know, the bite at Santa Rosa, Cruz, and Anacapa, it's a little slower than it's been, but still pretty darn good opportunity, a lot of fish, and amazingly, a stretch of nice weather for those guys that, you know, they're always struggling up there. But I got to offer a little shout-out to my friends on the Magellan. They were fishing one of those light line tuna club type tournaments there. They had a really nice catch of sea bass on 8 and 12 pound linen and dacron. I mean, I can't even imagine fishing with that stuff, but those guys are masters at it. And congratulations, Rob and crew there. You did a fantastic job with that. So dropping down closer to home and something near and dear to my heart. And after listening to you guys, I'd have to say much the same, catching calico bass on the horseshoe out here.
Yes.
You know, for several years, our horseshoe kelp, it just kind of struggled. I mean, it's a big area, hard bottom, a lot of rocks, few wrecks, not too much kelp like back in the old days. But, you know, it was really good fishing for many, many years. And then the last few has just been kind of slow. I don't know what's going on, but something flipped a switch somewhere. And, man, those calico bass are biting. It's great that the guys got anchovies to bait because they love swerping them little guys down. But they're biting the plastic for sure, and that bigger bass, they love biting the surface iron. Guys are getting them on the surface iron. This is bass fishing like we haven't seen on the horseshoe for a long time, and fun stuff, and I can't wait to get out there and do a little more of it. On the outside, San Nicolas got checked out yesterday. No yellows or sea bass, but no shortage of good grade halibut on the sand spit. They did pretty darn good out there on some nice ones. And now we're at Catalina. Still good yellows and sea bass on the bait grounds there, mostly kind of like 16 fathoms in the Silver Canyon area, all up and down that stretch there. There's a big area bait. And I had some customers in yesterday afternoon. He had 30-pound class yellows that they had caught, and he was bummed because when he hooked his yellow, boats on both sides of him got bit also, and they wound up with big sea bass. He only got a 30-pound yellow out of it. But, you know, it's really nice grade fish there. At San Clemente Island, it's kind of struggled to wake up, but it's kind of slowly getting with it there. Yellow's on both sides, front side middle and front side back. And for the private boat guys fishing along the front there, you know, if you guys troll a Rapala, you'll find some of those schools of fish. You troll along in like 15 to 20 fathoms like that. And you get a jig strike, you can pull hard on that good gear, get them in quickly, because the seals this year are just oppressive. they're just miserable. But for the guys that sit on the yank, oh, it's a nicer word. I was free. Yeah, but, you know, you sit on the anchor, they gang up on you. By trolling, you can kind of avoid them a little bit better. And then offshore, man, those bluefin have really been on the move here recently. You know, a bunch of that fish showed up between the kind of northwest end of Clemente and Nick out there like that. And they were there for a day or two. A couple guys had some real good whacks at them, and then that kind of died off. Either the fish went down or they moved, one or the other. Never know with those things. But it looks like a new area of fish showed up between the Cortez and the tip of the Condom. And there's been some good fish in there. And interestingly enough, and Danny just shared this with me here first thing this morning, is that some of the guys coming home from that area in there around the weather buoy below Clemente found some foamers, 40, 50, 60-pound fish like that biting the poppers. And that is like the funnest of the fun fishing.
Yeah,
so,
best there is.
Yeah, that's – and – the best part of all is just nice weather and a long stretch of it ahead of us. So, God, we got all this fish and nice weather. It is definitely time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah.
Hear, hear, Mark. A great report, man. Fantastic. And with all that offshore fishing, this is the time when fishdope.com pays dividends, because it's happening in a bunch of different areas. And, you know, it's more than just go here. It's conditions and it's trends and it's weather, and it's a tool to help you catch fish, more so than just here are the GPS numbers. Obviously, that's a big part of it, but it's a tool that will really help you. And you can save $30 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. It's all lowercase, no space. $30 saves you off of a brand new membership. And Mark, for the second time this weekend, we really appreciate it. And if somebody wants to keep in touch with you and the best bait tanks in the whole world and everything that's happening at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Ricky, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, man, there is just so much going on, so much opportunity ahead of us. Nice weather. It's definitely time to go fishing. I cannot wait to do a report here next week.
Yeah, this is going to be a good week. We're going to be teeing off this week for sure. Fantastic report, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Buddy. Appreciate that very much.
All right, and that report was brought to us by Norsk Lithium, and you can power your boat with Norsk Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. You can upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system with NorskLithium.com, or you can go see the trolling motor doctor.
You got it, man.
All set
That's
up.
It. Well, we're going to jump into the phones. Just before we do that, I had a text that I knew Katie would want to hear this morning. It says, good morning, guys. I'm down here at the landing and off on a 3-day on the Intrepid this morning. May the fish gods be with us. That's from Tom Carpenter. So. Why don't we jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey?
Let's do that. Let's talk to Baja Ben and Chula Vista. Good morning, Ben.
What's up, Ben?
Morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. How about yourself?
My question is for Katie this morning. If I was going to take my lady on one of the boats, which one do you prefer to go on and why?
What boat you prefer to go on and why?
He's asking me?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, the Intrepid is definitely become my home away from home. But some people, I don't think, realize how long I've been fishing here. I mean, it's been over 35 years, and I have fished I mean, when I met Carl, he was on the Searcher, and then he was on the Islander, so I've gotten to fish both those boats. I've fished on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, so I've experienced almost all the boats that I would love to, and I have to say that, you know, what people don't realize is we're all friends, we're all family. It's a community down here, and so I would take any of those boats, but obviously with my coworkers and stuff, I love fishing the Intrepid. It's a great platform. I've had I host an 8-day trip every year on my own boat, so I look forward to that all year long.
The one thing you said it best: everything's great and go. If the budget allows to do a trip with your gal on a long range trip, just bumps up the level of comfort. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A trip on any one of the boats, you guys are going to have a great time. But if you know, all the long-range boats you mentioned, if you're able to do that, it's just you're in a stateroom instead of a bunk room. You have a little bigger bathroom and shower. There's multiple bathrooms and shower. Just all of those things. That doesn't mean you need it. But, man, if you're taking a gal that doesn't do it all the time, maybe isn't as hardcore as a Katie is, it sure is nice to have a little bit of extra level of comfort. Maybe a little bit extra level of food, that kind of thing. And if you're wanting to really bring your gal into it who doesn't do a whole lot, it's a pretty cool little bonus.
And, yeah. And not only that, but like kids. We see a lot of people that end up bringing their kids on our boat because they come fish it, and it's just a little bit more comfort and things like that. Like, I'm not afraid to go roughing it, obviously, but, you know, having some of those comforts is a great spot to take kids or spouses because they it's not, you know, as fishy, I guess.
Yeah,
there it
great
is,
call.
Man. Right, good call.
Appreciate it, Ben.
Yeah, it's good stuff, Ben. We're going to be right back, and let's talk a bit more with the Schmitz when we return on Let's Talk Cook About YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check KingfisherCharters.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
It's employee pricing, and it's happening now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. That's right, employee pricing across a full lineup for trucks and SUVs. A lineup featuring California's number one truck brand and Ford F-Series, America's all-time best-selling SUV and Ford Explorer, the iconic Ford Bronco, and more. No automaker employs more hourly workers or assembles more vehicles here in America than Ford Motor Company. And that's a commitment your San Diego County Ford dealers share by offering employee pricing to you. It's only for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Hurry to your local San Diego County Ford dealer today.
Welcome! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Cook-Up, man. We're having so much fun. The calicos are biting. We're talking about fishing.
We're all planning our calico bass trip to go fish with Wooly right now.
I know. Go up to Dana Worth.
That bass tournament.
The bass capital of the West, as we mentioned, right? Exactly. No, but having so much fun. I appreciate both Carl and Katie being in studio and just talking fun and good times. All family, like Katie said, right?
That's it,
just
man.
Having fun. You want to join us, 833-288-0973.
without question, yeah. Best opportunity to get through on the show since we started. I mean, the phones have been red hot packed before we started, and we do have an open phone line right now. Actually, we had one going into the break, and another somebody dropped off during the break. So it's been solid since the start, and there are two open phone lines right this second. It hasn't happened since the beginning of the show.
And that's at 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text via the app. It says right there, text the show. An incredible deal here. We're giving away an overnight trip out of Fisherman's Landing. And you can take that certificate, and with Carl, you can downgrade and go on the Liberty for a full-day trip. Or you can upgrade. You can pay a little bit more and go on a day and a half or a two-day trip. And on any open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing.
Correct.
Yep. Going to one lucky caller or texter, man.
So rad. Still cool. Well, let's jump into it, man. We got busy phones. We got busy texts. Why don't we jump into those phones, Corey?
I want to take Hills, man. Hills of Ventura. Uh-huh. I want to maybe hear the surf in the background. Hear maybe a legal sea bass.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got out of the surf. I got a perch and a guy told me he caught a 29-inch corbina a couple days ago here in Ventura where I was at. So, I first met Carl like 20 years ago or more when he was on his the Malahini to go surface iron fishing, and his brother Mikey was running in the boat. And, of course, Carl caught the most yellowtail. There was like three on the boat. He got two of them. But I was casting next to him on the bow so I could try to learn a little bit watching him, you know. But I wanted to ask Katie and Carl about is the Brawla rig still the thing, because I've been using it and it keeps me from getting all wound around, but Corey will probably say, drop shot valve, it hooks them like crazy, but I haven't hooked up yet with it. And then for Katie, on your Midnight Rider, what's the hook setup on, how are your hooks set up?
I'll answer the Brawla rig. Yes. It's just so far this year and maybe at the end of last year, there just hasn't been a lot of bluefin on the bait, but definitely when that fish is moving really fast, you got to get down to 200 or 300 feet. Definitely the Brawla rig. You can still use the sinker rig, but I think I probably switched over to the Brawla rig mostly also, but yeah, that's definitely a thing. Then I will let Katie answer the Midnight Rider rig.
So, going back to what Carl said about the treble hooks, mine does have a treble hook on it, but then I'm also fishing it with assist hooks on the other end, which is not recommended, but that's how it's set up, and I caught my first triple digit on it, so I've just kind of stuck with that.
I think you can get away with that rig a whole lot better because that Midnight Rider is so short. Mm-hmm. You know, the main reason you hear people talk about not putting hooks on the top and the bottom is just for the sake of the foul hooking of the fish. Mm-hmm. And again, there's always two ways to look at it, you know. How do you say, you know, cause what traditionally happens, you have a hook on the top and the bottom hook ends up in the mouth, that you're fighting that fish, it's shaking its head, that jig ends up sliding back and then snagging that fish somewhere in the pectoral fin or down the side with the top hook. Well, on one side of it, sure, now you got them in two spots and they're into them. And when you hook, you know, if that hook gets into that tuna skin, it's really tough and it's likely never coming back out again. So on one side, he's very secure and probably not coming back, which is on the good side of things. The negative is just that it's so much tougher when you're not controlling that fish from the pointy end. When you're having to wind him in sideways, it's just tougher. Mm. In the case of the Midnight Rider, though, that Katie likes fishing, that thing's down the gullet most of the time. It's short, it's compact. If you, I don't even like saying this on the radio because it doesn't sound, it's, I'm trying to find the nicest way to say it. Like, if you hook a fish kind of down the throat a little bit, you put that treble hook down there, they are very well behaved when they come in. Like, that hook, that's not a spot that they like having that hook, and hook a fish just right like that, they come right in. That doesn't mean you don't have your fight on your hands and all those things, but, man, that hook ends up in the right spot, that fish is coming right in.
But and that's what you said the other day, too, is, like, it needs to be kind of hooked correctly, and you can't determine how the fish is hooked.
Sure, but. You're never going to know. But.
And that's one reason I like fishing that big treble hook, because, man, they swallow. And like you're saying, that Midnight Rider or Tuna Bomb, Eddie Bomb, it's so small, most of the time I feel like they're going to swallow that thing, and you're going to get that hook correct versus like the long, the fast pitch or slow pitch jigs and stuff like that where they might T-bone that thing or whatever. With those like tungsten jigs and the Midnight Riders tuna bombs, they inhale that thing, and that treble hook gets down its gullet, it's down its throat. That thing is going to, it's going to come into the boat for sure. So, yeah.
So, good call. Yeah. Appreciate it very much. Hey, we got a little bonus to catch for it. We got our buddy, Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute, is on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. We got Carl and Katie hanging out with us in the studio this morning, talking fishing. And, boy, it's been a great morning so far. What's going on with the Tribute, Mike?
Wait, you got both of them in there? Isn't that almost conflicting?
No, it's funny that you say that. I talked about that going in. I told Katie, it's like, man, you had to pick a side. She got put on the spot, we're having a great time here this morning.
I love the two of them. That's always good to hear them on. So, fishing's been, we started doing these reverse day and a half trips, which were kind of oddball in the beginning, but we're getting ready to leave on another one here this morning, and our fishing has been phenomenal. I mean, it's been really, really good. Kind of a different approach to it. You know, we've talked about it a little bit before. We leave at 11 o'clock in the morning. You get a part of a day, afternoon, of fishing rolling into a full night. With this bluefin fishing, it's really been perfect. And then there's a little bit of fishing the next day, but 68 bluefin last trip for 32 guys.
Nice.
Trip before that, 54 for 22 guys, which it does give you the ability to keep 2 days worth of fish as well. So, and the majority of the fish are 100 to 160 pounds. I mean, they're kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. We've been talking about that all morning, Mike. It's like they're damn near all 100 pounders and bigger. It's crazy.
I'm glad Ian, Captain Ian has been doing a great job. He's ran the last few trips, and I'm glad he wants to do it because there's just so much work that goes into that nighttime fishing.
Totally.
I am stoked that he's doing a good job. I've had passengers like, oh man, that looks so fun, and I'm like, you know how much work that is.
That's a lot.
Mike and I have known each other and worked with each other for a long time. When, like, I mean, this is straight like 15 day fishing for us. You know, you don't see this type of fishing like unless you're at Hurricane or somewhere down the beach where you're catching this type of. I mean, if you've never done a long range trip, you won't know what we're talking about. But this is literally like you used to 10 years ago to catch this. You had to go on. You might catch a few 100 pounders at Guadalupe or whatever. Or Leo's Rocks. You had to go on a 12-day or a 15-day trip, like, to catch 100 to 200-pound fish. And
with consistency.
Consistency. Yep. It's like all these boats are...
Lower Banks, Clarion.
Yeah.
I mean, well, there's a good example. There was a picture the Excel posted the other day of a bluefin hanging off their scale. And I had to do a double take to make sure, because it was a big fish. I don't know how big it was. But I was like, this is so unheard of. I you know, giant bluefin, you know, fish in the 200-pound range, and you know they're 100 miles, you know, from home.
Yeah. Crazy. This is really exciting, man.
I mean, when was the last time you saw fishing like this, like, legit?
The last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you said...
I mean, you know, when this first happened, I said it was, you know, all you guys are going to really, you know, get kicked in the butt here. You're buying all these 50 wides and all this heavy gear for this local fishing, and you know, guys are buying, you know, little Raddins and Parkers and like decking them out. And I'm like, you guys are really going to be stuck with some gear here in the next few years. And that was 7 years ago.
Yeah, right. It's trip after trip after trip. And you know, you said it best, the Tribute on their last several just knocked them. And I bet that boat's going to go right back out and do it again. Mike, if somebody wants to join you on the next trip, when's the next time that there's some space to come fishing on board the Tribute?
This morning sold out. Tuesday sold out. Thursday was actually an overnight trip, but we just changed that. I just got off the phone with Jeff Yamati, so it's going to be a Thursday morning departure, going out and coming back Friday afternoon. And then we're chartered for the weekend. So the following week, but Thursday just changed. I mean, it's probably in the works. If you look at it online and it doesn't show an 11 a.m. departure, it will here shortly. So I made sure the landing knew that before I set it on the air, so they had time to get prepped for that one. But I'm sure that one will fill up as well. So Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, TributeSportFishing.com, SeaforthLanding.com. And then take a look at our social media, see what we're catching here. But, yeah, great to hear those two. I was at their wedding. Great to hear him on the radio here this morning.
And Mike, your Thursday's trip, that's a reverse day and a half then?
It was originally up as an overnight trip, but we are changing it to a reverse. It'll leave at 11 o'clock in the morning and come back Friday afternoon. It gives you a ridiculous amount of fishing time on a day and a half.
Yeah. And the possibility of 2 days worth of limits.
Yep. There's been a lot of passengers that have come back with their four bluefin on these.
Yeah, I can't imagine, man. That's
and a big one.
Right?
Yeah, you come back with four 100-pounders. Like, you better, like I said, you better be learning to Costco and get an extra freezer, man. It's happening right now. Well, Mike, a fantastic report. Glad to hear fishing.
Makes it worth it.
Yeah, you're damn right it's worth it. Glad to hear things are going so good, and I wish you guys luck. And, man, hop on that opportunity. You know, you can hear how sold out the boat is getting. So for an opportunity to jump on Thursday, that's a great time.
It'll definitely fill up. So get on there quick.
You got it, Mike. Thanks very much. Appreciate the report.
Right.
We'll
thank
talk
you
to you again real soon.
Carl, Katie.
Bye,
thanks, buddy.
It's gonna fill up.
Have a good morning.
His trip's going to fill up, Rick, just like our phone lines.
I shouldn't have said that there was an open phone line. There's very much not one anymore.
Exactly.
Why don't we jump into those, Corey?
Let's do that and talk to Mike. Mike Holm from Phoenix. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, no problem, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go back. Carl, you had said something about using a 50 to 60-pound setup with your Colt snipers. Is that straight mono, or are you using some braid?
No, braid to a short top shot of fluorocarbon, you know, probably 3-4 feet now. I used to fish a longer top shot, but over time I've gone just to almost straight spectra to a short top shot of fluorocarbon now. And
you said as short as 3 or 4, so you're braid to literally just 3 feet of fluoro?
For the most part now,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And
so ultra short.
Yeah, it's super short, you know. I don't want the casting the knot and stuff like that. And I'm using fluorocarbon more for abrasive resistance. I don't think it's helping me get bit probably all that often. It doesn't hurt, but I'm using it more for abrasive resistance because a lot of those times that fish will inhale that jig again, and you want that abrasive resistance versus mono and stuff like that.
There it is.
That's exactly that. You were talking earlier about confidence, and that fluorocarbon is part of the confidence.
100%.
But it has become a part of our life, man.
Like it is.
It really has.
Yeah.
Like, it is. And I bring this up because the Seaguar Gold has become, like, my back pocket thing. You know, it just, there's abrasion resistance, and then there's, like, that Seaguar Gold is incredible.
Yeah. We started fishing that at when Guadalupe, we did that 7-day Guadalupe trip, and we were playing around.
And you guys were the testers.
Yeah.
Carl and I did a 7-day at a Guadalupe when that line was only available up to 40-pound test.
Right.
That was the heaviest that they made it, and we fell in love with it. We used it a bunch, but we like purposely tried to, you know, we Carl, myself, and Brandon from the tackle store, you know, fishing was very good. To the point where towards the end of the trip, you really weren't worried if that fish came home or not. So we multiple times fishing that 40-pound gold, we'd hook a fish and pass the rod back and forth, pulling as hard as one could, treating it as if it was 130 pounds.
Yes.
Try to break it off, so see what the torture test could. Not one time. Zero times we have a failure. Never chewed through, never anything. Like, one guy would pull in the fish for 3 minutes and hand the rod to the next guy, 3 minutes, hand the rod to the next guy. That stuff's fantastic. It's so good.
That's Brandon did the dirty trick of giving me he had a partial spool, and he's like, Corey, just try it. You know, just like, here's some 40-pound, try it for your calico or El Salto.
Yeah.
And, dude, that's all I buy now.
Yeah,
like,
it's good
the
stuff.
The Seaguar Gold. And I bring that up because it's one of those things that's not cheap. It's like a tungsten jig, and the tungsten may go one way or the other, right? It may make your bite, or it may not. You know, it may play a part, but the darn fluorocarbon and that Seaguar Gold is it's my life.
Yeah. I get it, man. All good. Well, let's grab another phone, Corey.
Let's do it. Bruce. Bruce calling Lemon Grove. Good morning,
Bruce.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, my question is, Carl, about the rental gear available at the landing. What's the process of doing it? How far in advance do you need to reserve it? And
if it's just you or a buddy, you don't really need to show up on the day of your trip. Hey, I need a rental gear, whatever. We'll tell you what the boat's recommending. We'll get it set up for you. Now, if you have a charter of like 30 guys and you're going on the Constitution or search whatever boat it is, we would like a heads up on that so we have it all ready for you guys. But, I mean, most of the time now we have plenty of it in gear. We're actually getting a few more rods and reels here in the upcoming weeks and stuff. You can just show up, hey, I need a Talica 20. Okay, no problem. How long a trip? Here you go. It's super simple. There's no reservations, really, unless you have a big group like that. Just show up and we'll take care of it. I mean, we try to make it as simple and easy as possible. We'll talk before we start doing check-in. You're going on whatever boat it is. We talk to the captain. Hey, what recommendations do you want for rentals? Okay, perfect. We'll have it ready for you.
That's cool. When it's half-day rental, I know it comes with hooks and sinkers and things like that. The big fish gear, it's rod, reel, spectra.
Correct.
The top shot included.
Is top
not
shot is included.
Gear, all that kind of, like, how does that part?
Yeah, so on the line, 2 years ago, we switched everything to meter line. The Iser line changes color every 100 feet. It has about a 25-foot top shot. That's what the boats are asking for right now, 25 feet, give or take. You know, some reels might have 20 and some might have 30 feet on it or whatever.
But gives you a little stretch.
A little stretch on there. It is mono on there, not fluorocarbon. But you walk over to the tackle shop, buy a bite leader, you know, of that 130, 200-pound bite leader, whatever they have in stock there. Buy your jig. If you're not doing a whole lot of this, buy one or two jigs. Most guys don't go through more than one or two jigs. You don't have to go break the bank on buying four or five different style of jigs and stuff like that. But the rods come with all the heavier rods come with meter line. All the 40, 60, and 80-pound rods come with solid spectra on there for daytime fishing. Then, like, the 25 and 30, 40-pound outfits for cod fishing and stuff have spectra on it, but a really long top shots, probably, like, over 100 feet top shots and stuff like that.
And all of that is, I mean, there is multiple people with a full-time job that solely maintain rental gear.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have.
It's new top shots, it's rewound, it's everything. Like, knots are new, top shots are new, like, you're getting the right stuff.
Correct. Yeah. If there you go, one, the guy before you went on whatever boat, they lost 100 yards of spectra. All right, rip that old stuff off, put new stuff on. On the heavier stuff, we've switched to hollow, so we can splice in new stuff right on top and
that's
stuff like that.
That's crazy. Yeah. What an expense, man.
But you can't compromise somebody's big fish. You just can't. Like
you
there's
can't.
There's places where you can save a couple of bucks, but somebody's giant fish is just not one of them.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
No, I mean, I try to be fair with the prices and everything like that. It's like you go on a day and a half, it's $90 for a heavy rental. It's like, oh, $90. But, like, you're getting a $2,000 rod and reel out the door. If you're going to buy it, I mean, it's 10% of the cost. But it's your vacation. You work really hard on to get your money to go fishing and stuff. The last thing I want you to go on a trip, dude, I rented this thing and the line broke or there wasn't enough or whatever. So to me, I take a lot of pride in that, and I want to have confidence to the captain's like, hey, go grab a rental rod or whatever, that they can grab it, go out there with 100% confidence and catch, you know, your 80 to 200-pound fish. And I don't I sleep a lot better at night knowing I send out 50 100-pound rods out there, and I'm getting 99.9% of them back with no issues whatsoever. Hey, this rod and reel worked great. Thank you so much, you know. Or,
incredible.
Hey, I wanted to try this rod before I bought it, a Calstar or a Seeker rod or whatever. That's a great way for guys to try a rod and see if they like it and not have to fork over the $500 to $800 for a rod and something like that. So
that's an awesome deal.
Yeah.
Totally. I love it, man. It's fun.
All Shimano and Calstar?
Yeah, only the top.
Like, something like Bruce doesn't have that elephant gun of sorts, right?
Yeah.
He can see exactly what he wants.
Or the guy that can only go once or twice a year and can't afford to spend $2,000 on a rod and reel. Dude.
Or shipping that module fly in from out of town.
Right.
It's,
it's super expensive, man.
Too.
Hey,
totally.
Bringing rod tube and everything. We're going to be right back. We've had a fun 2 hours with Katie and Carl from Fishman's Landing. And when we come back, we're going to give away that overnight trip out of Fishman's Landing when we turn on the Let's Talk It Up app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Cedros Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchersportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle, so visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to find out who's...
Yeah, it's time. Katie's going to flip the coin for us, find out if we got a caller or a texter. Today we have a texter. Congratulations, Tom Carpenter. No spot, but, 707, so somewhere up north and beautiful. So
right?
Congratulations, Tom. You've got yourself an overnight trip on any boat or an open party at a Fisherman's Landing. Upgrade a day and a half if you want, but you are going fishing. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yes, Tom.
You guys, what a fun show. Crazy how fast 2 hours can go by, especially when there's big bluefins biting. Carl, if somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on at Fisherman's Landing, all the trips, the rundown, how do we do it? How do we stay in touch? New social media rolling out right now. Lots of great stuff going on at the landing.
619-221-8500, fishermanslanding.com. Now we're on all the social medias, TikTok, YouTube, and stuff here in the next week or so. So check that all out. But website's the best way, or give us a call at 619-221-8500, and one of the guys will be more than happy to help you guys out to get you on the boat.
Still opportunities at charters, things like
charters,
that?
Charters, open party, Shogun, Islander, Queen, Dawn, you name it. There's plenty of opportunity here for the next few weeks to go fishing.
Great job, you guys. Yep. Fun having Carl and Katie in here, and we're looking forward to another couple of great shows next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris Next Sunday, Fred Huber and Steve Peterson from the Daily Double and the Point Loma. We're looking forward to that. Big thanks to Jeff for keeping us on the air, and a big thanks to you for listening. We'll be back next weekend, Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 to 9 on the 97.3 The Fan.